2025 hurricane season has been forecast to be above normal by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And as we saw just last year in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, M-Radio saves lives through volunteers who use their skills and equipment during emergencies by providing surface weather observations, relaying messages from shelters, and providing health and welfare information to concerned loved ones. While ARRL Field Day is a fun social occasion to get together and get on the air, it also serves as an opportunity to test equipment in a way that would be needed in a time of crisis. The same people who came to visit your site and under blue skies are the community members who would be served in an identical manner during and after an emergency, said ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. In recognition of the value of amateur radio, government officials of all levels have issued proclamations and citations across the country. On the ARRL Amateur Radio Proclamation page, you can see the many official documents that have been sent to us at ARRL headquarters. We know how great the ham community is, but seeing all of the proclamations come in around Field Day gives us a perspective to the efforts of amateur radio. To have the governor or a council member recognize June as Amateur Radio Month truly honors the impact that hams have on their community, said Harris. CQ, 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 calling all kids. ARRL Kids Day will be held June 21st, 2025. Kids Day is designed to give on-the-air experience to young people and hopefully foster interest in getting a license of their own. It is also intended to give older hams a chance to share their stations and love for amateur radio with their children and grandchildren. The June 21st event runs from 1800 UTC through 2359 UTC. You can operate as much or as little as you like. You can also use your favorite repeater with the permission of the repeater's sponsor. Be sure to observe third-party restrictions when making DXQSOs. More information about the 2025 ARRL Kids Day, including a suggested list of frequencies and how to get a QSO certificate, are on the web at arrl.org/kids-day. With the help of amateur radio operators, a potential wildfire was averted in California on June 12th. Hams often operate from remote locations, and several of them wound up in the right place at the right time while preparing to participate in the 2025 ARRL June VHF contest. Bobby DeVevick, W6IWN, and Jake Graham, KC7WXD, both ARRL members from the Reno, Nevada area,